Welcome to Union City Radio for Sunday, November 8th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. Here are highlights from this week's Union City Radio.
The minimum wage for wait staff has not changed since the early 90s.
In the interest of the corporate bottom line, drivers like myself become homeless while Uber and Lyft become billionaires.
We just are really doubling down on these school board races to make sure that we have people sitting on that school board who not only support public education, but who support racial equity and want to make sure that all children have an equal opportunity for good education.
Those are just some of the grassroots voices we've been airing on the Labor Radio Podcast weekly. Voices of ordinary working folks who are stepping up and running for office at the local level in towns and cities across America. To hear those voices, just search for Labor Radio Podcast Weekly wherever you listen to podcasts.
The only way forward is to enact real transformational change and build a truly just America from the ground up. I am proud and inspired by all you have done over the past 4 years. You are the reason American democracy will survive.
Robert Reich. Mr. Reich, the Secretary of Labor in the first Clinton administration, is a professor at the University of California, Berkeley.
Highlights from this week's Union City Radio. For the latest list of local labor events, go to dclabor.org and click on calendar. In today's labor history, on this date in 1933, President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced plans for the Civil Works Administration to create 4 million additional jobs for the Depression-era unemployed. The workers ultimately laid 12 million feet of sewer pipe and built or made substantial improvements to 255,000 miles of roads, 40,000 schools, 3,700 playgrounds, and nearly 1,000 airports. Not to mention, 250,000 outhouses still badly needed in rural America. Today's labor quote is by FDR, who said, "No country, however rich, can afford the waste of its human resources. Demoralization caused by vast unemployment is our greatest extravagance. Morally, it is the greatest menace to our social order." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Find out more at unionplus.org.
Because the union, well, yeah, the union will make us strong.
It will make us strong.